Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue on our subject, Seven Invitations from the Lord in the Scriptures, all prefaced by the word come, the word of invitation. We've said on the broadcast before that the invitations of the Lord are really commands. The invitations of a king are really commands. And we're going to illustrate it today in a most remarkable way by two biblical characters, famous characters in the Bible, Moses in the Old Testament and Peter in the New Testament. When these men got their commission from the Lord, it was prefaced by the word come. And they treated, both of them treated it rather lightly. I think Moses especially treated it as an invitation instead of a command. We will turn first of all to the third chapter of the book of Exodus, and it might be helpful if you followed along in your Bible in this respect. Exodus chapter 3. We're going to see the experience of Moses in his commission for his service, prefaced by the word come, but he treated it as an invitation. And you know, invitations can be declined. Yes, they can. But the invitation of a king declined? No. Because that invitation is a command. We'll see it as we proceed in the study today. Now, in Exodus chapter 3, the Lord gets Moses' attention by a miracle. And then the Lord announces his plan to deliver the children of Israel. And then the Lord gives Moses the come, quote-unquote, for his service. Let's notice it in the third chapter of the book of Exodus. Now, we read there, verse 2, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, on this occasion, and he was way out in the desert. And here he sees this burning bush, and he goes over, and the bush is not being consumed. We read in verse 3, "And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." Now, the Lord announces his plan for the children of Israel. Just listen to it, if you please. "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land, that land, rather, unto a good land, and a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. I'm going to bring them out, and I'm going to give them a land of their own." Now we see in verse 10 where Moses is given his commission prefaced by the word come. We read now in verse 10, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Now Moses treats this as an invitation instead of a command. He should have received this as a command. But it was gracious. The Lord says, "Come now." What a privilege to be used by God in a case like this. It is an invitation, but more than that, it's a command. And Moses immediately objects. Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he said, "Certainly I will be with thee, and thou shalt be a token unto thee, and this rather shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." Here Moses is now. He is objecting. Pharaoh won't listen to him. God says, I'll be with you. And then he has another objection. Verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what's his name? What shall I say to them? He says, they won't believe me. He says that in verse 1 of chapter 4. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And then he gives him this commission. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which was done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites. Here he is, he's promising their deliverance. But you know, Moses is still dragging his feet. He is trying to decline the command. Now we read in verse 1 of chapter 4, Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what's in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. Now this was a miracle, wasn't it? God was encouraging Moses, showing him what he could do. And there were more miracles than that in that rod of Moses, I'll tell you that. But Moses is still not persuaded. In verse 10 of the fourth chapter we read, and Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither hitherto, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I'm slow in speech and of a slow tongue. The Lord said unto him, who made man's mouth? Who maketh the dumb or the deaf or the seeing or the blind? Am not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth. It's not come now, it's go. And Moses went. Believe me, he went. And now let's go to Peter in the New Testament. In the first chapter of the book of Mark, the Gospel according to St. Mark, beginning in verse 16, we had the Lord issuing another come. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me. Here's the word come again. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. Now this is their commission. Come after me. It was an invitation, but yet it was a commission. But you know, Peter just needs to be convinced, just like Moses needed to be convinced. Now there is an addition to this. This same incident is reiterated in the scriptures in Matthew, or rather Luke, chapter 5. And it's brought out in great plainness there. We read in chapter 5, verse 1, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon Peter's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. He's dragging his feet, just like Moses. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when this was done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. The Lord said, let down your nets. Peter was scanning his feet, and he let down one net, and it broke. And so he beckoned to their partners and the other ship, and they were to come and help them, and they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, also mentioned in Matthew or Mark chapter 1, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. You see, it took a miracle in the case of Peter, just like it did in the case of Moses. Now, this miracle was actually repeated in the 21st chapter of John's Gospel after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. He told his disciples to go to the Sea of Galilee, or go to into Galilee, rather, and they went down to the sea. That was Peter's familiar habitat. And Peter says, I go a-fishing. And they went and they fished all night, and they didn't catch a thing. And the Lord stood on the shore the next morning, and he said, Children, have you any meat? It was still dark. They didn't recognize him. He says, they said, no. He says, cast on the right side of the ship. They did, and they brought in a huge haul of fish. John says it's the Lord, and Peter jumped into the ocean, jumped into the Sea of Galilee, and got to the Lord. I suppose he held him by his feet again, and the Lord recommissions him again. Wouldn't you think that Peter would have been persuaded by this time? You know, there's a lesson in this for all who go into full-time service in the work of the Lord, whether it's a pastorate, whether it's a missionary, or whatever, whether it's radio ministry. God gives a commission. And you know, I think sometimes he performs miracles of sorts to persuade us that he is fully able to use us. And these two illustrations, Peter in the New Testament, Moses in the Old Testament, just show us that when God says come, he means come. And when he says come, he provides the strength and the wisdom to carry out his demands. Our Father, we thank you today for this lesson. May it be not lost upon us, we pray, in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.